All right, so I'm joined here on the line by the mayor of Mansfield, Sandra Armstrong, to discuss a little bit about a meeting that was held earlier this week regarding the compensation for homeowners that were affected by the flooding this spring here, as well as sort of just the general state of the what's happening with the municipality and the MRC's response to the floods as well. Sandra, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Kevin.
So can you describe a little bit about the meeting that was held at ESSC last night and sort of what was discussed?
Like I said on our Facebook page, the meeting was for information about residents' houses flooded. And it was information from the public security ministry, I mean. And so what can they ask for, like, the damages that was caused to their house? What is acceptable for that program? There's a few change with the program from 2019 to 2023. One of the major changes is in 2019, if it was chosen, you had a chance to leave if there was enough damage. In my experience, because that's what we choose, my husband and myself, to move out of our house, we receive a certain part. The money we received to move out was, I think it was allowed like $200,000. Then if you had an apartment, in our case we did, we had another $65,000, okay? That amount went up to $385,000. If you move out, you have like lots of damage, it went up to $385,000. This year. And there's other things. If you have you're renting, if you have like how would I say that, B&B, and you're renting that, you could have money to fix it up if it was flooded and stuff like that. So I mean, it was a good meeting, and people are nervous, stressed to a point of it's horrible to see these people having pain like that. So what happened at the end of the French meeting and then at the end of the English meeting, they could make appointments today to meet these people one-on-one. They are maybe six agents there this morning. We want to meet them. People have appointment every hours. And till I think the last appointment today is at 7:20. Anybody from the Pontiac that was flooded this year need to meet them. There is space to put more appointments. They just need to drive to the high school and go through the gymnastic door entrance. The people are there, and they will make sure to meet you today. It's to open the files, like I said last week. Open the files, make sure that it's well open. And something new again this year, because that was one that was really hard in 2019, is when you open a file now, it's like you have a special code, and anything you send to the MSP now is saved in that file or that program. So they're not supposed to lose papers like they did in 2019 and then send back an email that you didn't send the paper and all this. So that was one of my biggest issues, sending papers and they didn't receive it. Mm-hmm. So there's a special file for each resident, I can say like that. And they shouldn't lose your files this year. I hope not. That's what they said. That's what they promised. There was about only 15 person with both French and English versions altogether. I mean, some people might not have come, but they can still go and apply online on the Ministère de la Sécurité Publique, on the Quebec program, so they can do it by themselves. And like we said last night, if anybody needs help, they can call me and I could, try to help them to find the page and make them, help them to go through it. And that's what went.
Yeah, I would hope they had made some improvements from previous years. After talking with some of the victims of the floods a few years back, it seemed like a pretty convoluted process.
And there, there's still some stuff that is not admissible, like there'll be loss of laws. Some things are not admissible. It's not the people that's here with the MSP that makes the law. It's the government of Quebec that are making those laws. But I know that, like, the team that is here right now, they told me yesterday, and I told them about that. I said, I will be, like, this is what I went through in 2019. I don't want any of my residents to go through that again this year. When they send a paper, it's, I mean, for God's sake, we have an apartment, so I have to send my renter his driver's permit for at least 6 times because they kept on moving it. I don't know where they put it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is, and you know, when you're stressed like that, you don't need all of the stress more, you know?
Absolutely.
So, and we have Les Anges Blancs, so we have partners. We had, so Les Anges Blancs is, you know, if you're going through, some people are going through, how would I say that? They have a hard time accepting this. It's very hard to accept. They're worried. They're afraid. Am I going to stay there? Am I going to flood again? So we had Les Anges Blancs from the CISO to meet people. Some people did do the service, like I did in 2019. And we had the SHQ, so Société d'Habitation du Québec, that were there to meet people, what to do about the, you know, their house right now. And the MSP told them what to do, you know, to go back safely. Because of issues that could happen with the flooding.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, I think in all, that part of the information is okay to give to people, but people need more than that right now. They want more information. They want answers, but these people don't have the answers right now. So I need, as mayor, my first concern was to make sure that these people met the MSP, and that they're secure going back home. And then me as mayor, an elected person, and others, you know, other mayors, and we know that the MRC last week, they did a resolution about the flooding and a study, and I think it's time for solution, really. We need to really find solution that this does not happen. I know about the climate change and stuff, but it's way past that. What can we do to try to make people feel secure in their homes right now in 2023? What can we do to try what's the river flow? I don't know. Like, I'm not a big expert on that, but I know people that are. So I'm reading up on it, and I'm calling people and asking questions. It won't only be me. I mean, there's 18 mayors in the MRC, and I know that all mayors are supporting this. So now us mayors need to be the voice of our residents.
And sorry, just to backtrack a little bit, you said there was about 15 people that...
That's true. All the Pontiac, not just Mansfield, Fort Lange. I think there was people from Sheenborough, Walton, Camas Bay, Mansfield, Fort Calanche, so, and there was Mayor Godin that came down for a residence. So, I mean, and Mrs. Toller was there for the French version of the meeting. And yes, we had only 15 people. Now, I wonder why, you know, there's people that know how to go on the internet on their Quebec site and go ahead, and they can do that from home also. But, The main thing is that they know we're here to help them. So if they need help, they can call us.
And like you were saying, with the experience already in the flooding previous years, some people might have already had some experience going through this process.
Yeah,
so
it's sad to say that like that, but it is. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's very sad to say that, but it is. Yeah.
And so in your experience, how long does it take roughly this process of applying for this government relief funding and actually it coming?
Well,
I guess it's hard to compare year to year here. It's a little different. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Listen, it took me about a year and a half.
Jeez.
And I mean, I heard there's two people in my municipality that are just being, their files are just being closed right now.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I guess it depends of which option you choose or that you can choose. But people need to be very, how would I say that? People need to, like, to really make a choice and be very careful in that choice. It's very important what the you know, what's your offers. It's very important what you choose.
And just moving out a little here from individual compensation, what is the situation there with the municipality? I know there's quite a bit of infrastructure that was affected with roads and culverts and that sort of thing. What kind of relief do you guys have as a municipality?
Well, as the municipality of Mansfield, because in 2019 I was also a councillor, so one of our roads, La Paz Road, we had lots of damage, but we never receive any money for that. So we just keep on fixing it temporarily. But then we have to make choices too as a municipal council to see what do we decide. Are we going to put all the taxpayers' money on the roads, or we want money? It's supposed to, you know, this, like public security is supposed to help us pay our roads and that were badly flooded and stuff like that. So in our case, I can say that for me because I'm not flooded personally, but in the situation of the municipality, we need to have patience and just fix our roads temporary till we get the money. And now it's a very different from a resident that doesn't have a place to stay or most of their house is ripped apart because of this flooding. It's not the same context at all. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
So we just opened, I didn't tell Francois in French, but we just opened back temporarily our Thomas Lefebvre road.
Mm-hmm.
It's open temporarily, and the guys did some work on it yesterday, and it's good to go for now.
I guess it's hard to tell if there's serious damage to the culvert there underneath.
How long will it? Well, I'm not sure of the timing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure of the timing of when it's going to be fixed, but then temporarily it's safe to travel there. There's no problem like there was a few weeks ago. It's very safe. I had just a meeting right away with Jerry and Eric about it, and it's very safe, so it's okay to pass through.
And the declaration of a state of emergency there, that part of that has to do with funding as well and your expenditures?
Yes.
So you expect...
Well, I mean, we declared state of emergency because to start off with, the first reason was to make sure everybody was secure in our municipality. And then, yes, as soon as you open that, then you can receive money back to fix the roads or, you know, just that, okay, well, we need this road temporarily closed. Then it's just a matter of getting in touch with these people. And then when we close a road, we need to, okay, the security public must know, then the firemen, then the police, then the paramedic. All these people are mixed up together, so then we have one space to talk to everyone about it. So, yeah, it's just a control on the water, on the flooding at that time, and it's going to help us for a budget for sure. But sometimes we can't just wait till they send the money. We need to, you know, go ahead and do the work. It's very hard, so we'll see in a few weeks what happens, and then we need to work on solution as a mayor, and that's going to be a big one because, you know, who's going to take time, sit down, and listen to what we have to say? So we have to make sure we knock at the right doors.
Yeah, and can you talk a little bit about the resolution that was passed at the MRC meeting? They're basically requesting some kind of study to be done on ways of mitigating this in the future. It's happened three times in the past 6 years.
I don't have the wording completely, but the meaning of the resolution was to, it happens too often. You know, they say, like in 2019, probably somebody said, well, this won't happen for another 100 years. But since then, we had a few floods, you know. So what I was saying at the meeting, it's just, it's so stressful for people, the residents, that have to live through that. So I think that, like, the resolution was made to find a, well, yeah, they want to send the resolution, do a study, but we need to find solution. And I think maybe what Mrs. Fowler was saying about the study, that's going to help us find solution, and I hope it's sooner than later. It's very important for a resident to hear that, and you know, we have to work our butt out, but that's what we need to do right now.
And have you heard anything from that regarding, in, like from the provincial government, Hydro-Québec, any of those people?
No,
as well?
I didn't hear nothing. We're all attached to that resolution, so I guess if we do, I mean, she won't. Mrs. Toller won't wait till the next meeting to let us know. She'll probably send us an email. That they received it or what, but I didn't hear nothing yet. Maybe you should talk to Madame Toller for that.
All right.
Be more well-placed for that than me.
All right, thanks for your time, Sandra. I appreciate it. If there's anything else you wanted to let our listeners know or anything that we didn't touch on here in this interview, I'll give you the last word here.
No, I think I said everything. People know where to reach us, and they're always welcome to make an appointment and meet me.